Well, let's go straight to London now, where British MPs have just rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's proposal for a general election on December the 12th. The House of Commons voted 299-70 to hold an early election, but fell well short of the two-thirds majority required for it to pass. It came as the European Union agreed to extend the deadline for Britain to leave by 3 months to January the 31st, 2020. Bobby Friedman is a barrister, political commentator and biographer of the Speaker of the House, John Bercow, and he joins me now from London. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thanks. Good morning, Geraldine.
Now, I hope we can make sense of all this, please. The British MPs, they've just rejected Boris Johnson's early election motion. What happens now?
Well, we're about to see. Tomorrow, what it's looking like is that Boris Johnson is going to table a new bill, and it's a little bit complicated because when you see the numbers tonight, of course, Boris Johnson just won that vote by 299 votes to 70. But under the law that we have in the UK, for him to be allowed to dissolve Parliament and call a general election, he needed a two-thirds majority. So what he's going to try and do next is to pass a new law which says that for the purposes of this general election only, we can have that election now even though he doesn't have two-thirds of the votes. And the reason why he's trying to do that is that he only needs 50% of the votes in the House of Commons to get that law through. So it's a little bit complicated, but the long and the short of it is that Boris Johnson is going to try and get some support from some of the smaller opposition parties to allow us finally to have a general election, he's saying, on December the 12th.
Okay, and that's because of the fixed term Parliament's law, fixed term laws, isn't it, that was done? That's not a particularly old bill either.
No, that was a bit of a sticking plaster. It came about in 2010 when the Conservative Party went into a coalition with the Liberal Democrats. And so it was the Conservatives' way of promising to the Liberal Democrats that they wouldn't suddenly dissolve Parliament to call a general election. And so, as is always the way with these things, this law was passed out of political expediency. And now we're stuck in this bizarre situation.
Needing another law for political expediency.
Exactly. And you have a government at the moment that doesn't have a majority in the House of Commons. It can't pass any laws. It can't get anything done. So we're stuck in this absolute stasis at the moment where nothing is really happening. The government isn't functioning. But because the Labour Party, the main opposition party, and its leader Jeremy Corbyn isn't backing an election, that means that nothing can happen. So that's why all eyes are on two of the smaller parties, the Scottish Nationalist Party and the Liberal Democrats, to see if they will back this bill, and there's some sign that they are going to do it. But again, it's always it's kind of funny if it wasn't so serious, which is that this is all now coming down to some haggling over the days, because the Liberal Democrats and the Scottish Nationalists want to hold this election apparently on the 9th of December. Boris Johnson wants it on the 12th. And so what we're waiting to see is whether that gap of a few days will actually cause the whole thing to come crashing down.
So that 70, the 299 to 70 who were opposed, is that sort of just Labour now, is it?
No, so you might think it's a bit odd. Again, this is how British politics is so all over the place at the moment. The people opposing it are the ones who may be supporting the government tomorrow when the government tries to actually call an election for December. And the reason for that, you might think, how on earth does this work? Why are people voting one way today and the other way tomorrow? That's because this proposal would have allowed Boris Johnson to get through his Withdrawal Act, which would have got through the deal that he's negotiated with the EU. The idea would be, under the new law that would be passed, the condition for those parties supporting it, the smaller parties, would be that Boris Johnson would promise not to get us out of the EU before the election. And so these are parties that want to stop us going out of the EU. And so they see this as a roll of the dice, that they've realised that Parliament at the moment won't support a second referendum. So their best way of trying to stop Brexit is to have a general election where they hope they will win enough seats to stop Brexit after that election.
Okay, now, all right, so now that the bid for an election has failed, although by the sound of you, not maybe for long, does the prospect of a new extension become a possibility again? I'm also a tiny bit lost as to where the European Union is in all of this now.
Well, I'm sure I will be celebrating my 90th birthday and hearing that we've just asked for another extension from the EU. Yes, I mean, it could in theory go on forever. I mean, the fundamental issue is that the EU doesn't want Britain to leave without a deal, and at the moment the British Parliament doesn't want to leave without a deal. So, in theory, yes, if it got to January the 31st, then there may well be another extension. But I think Europe would at that stage say, well, what are you going to do with that time? Because remember, since the last extension, the Conservative Party has changed its leader and there's been a renegotiation of the deal with the EU. That probably isn't going to happen, either of those, again, before January the 31st. And I think the EU would be saying, well, you need to do something. You either need to have another referendum or you need to call a general election and sort this out. So I think people have realised that something has got to change, because ultimately, otherwise, we will just be stuck and nothing will happen and there will be no movement forward. And I have to say that within the UK, of course, people are very polarised on both sides of this debate. But I think one thing that probably does have a majority is that people just want to see this issue resolved one way or another and not be stuck in limbo forever and ever.
Well, Donald Tusk, the EU Council President, says what was being offered was a flextension, I think he's called it, meaning the UK could leave before the deadline if a deal was approved by Parliament. And I think it was going to be on the first day of any month preceding January the 31st. What are the conditions of the EU agreement to push Brexit to January the 31st?
Well, it's really to give us more time to get ourselves sorted out. You're quite right that if the Withdrawal Act is passed, which passes the agreement that Boris Johnson has agreed with Donald Tusk and the EU, then we can leave at the beginning of the next month. So that's why it's a flextension. That's why it is possible for Britain to leave before the 31st of January. They haven't really put any other conditions on it. One of the interesting things is that Britain is going to have to nominate a commissioner to the EU, and there may be some raised eyebrows over who the choice would be. Some people even suggesting it should be Nigel Farage, leader of the Brexit Party. I don't think that's realistic. It's only put the cat amongst the pigeons with the EU. But no, they really have put the ball back in our court in London, where they're saying you guys have got to sort yourselves out by the 31st of January. So they're expecting some action. I have to say, if I had been the EU, I would have made clear that this is the final extension. Because the one thing that people, that MPs in London are very scared of, is no deal. There's a clear majority against a no deal Brexit. Mm. And ultimately, if the EU put MPs in, even in our current parliament, which can't seem to decide anything, but if they put them to an election as to do you either go for this deal or no deal, then MPs clearly would have chosen this deal. So that would have been the way to actually bring this to a conclusion.
Look, Bobby Friedman, your line is not great, but I must ask you one final question. I mean, Boris Johnson's main promise upon becoming Prime Minister was to deliver Brexit by the 31st of October. And here we are, on the eve of it. Is he finished now as a Tory leader, having not delivered?
Well, you might think that with any other leader. Boris has this kind of Teflon-like quality where somehow, even though he said he would rather be dead in a ditch than after an extension, what he's managed to do is to somehow move the story away from that. And so we are at the moment talking about the fact that about whether there should be a general election or not. And Boris is very clever in the way that he manages the media like that. So he is keeping the confidence of the Conservative Party for now. Is going to be a much more difficult challenge for him in the general election, because what he will face is Nigel Farage and the Brexit Party, and their line is going to be, you promised to get us out, and you didn't manage to do that.
Look, thank you very much for taking us through that particular labyrinth. I do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Bobby Friedman, a barrister, political commentator and biographer of the Speaker, John Bercow.